Hey, welcome everybody to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI 1030 AM. I'm Steve Rivera, the host. If you'd like, you can call in at 520-790-2040. Another busy day. It's funny, Bob, I was talking to Chris in the morning yesterday, and I said, I'm having a great time. This is a lot of fun. And then I run into days like this when I have to scramble for guests, and that's not fun.
You've not had to scramble for, your problem is you've got too many guests. You know, you must have a bazillion contacts in there.
I do, but it comes at a time where a lot of them are working.
Oh, they have real jobs?
They have meetings. And, hey, can you come on? Well, no, I'm going to kind of fit. So we try to fit in people where we can. As many of the people in the sports world know, you get in where you fit in. And this is what we're going to do today. Lots going on, though. I mean, sports doesn't rest.
No, but so all right, I'm kind of like your dummy dead air filler. I feel you. I'm okay with that.
Your name, not mine.
Yeah, well, you have a face for radio. I guess I have a brain for radio, if however.
Let's soften that face for radio thing. You know, I could get something here. You never know.
Oh, you got it.
I'm trying to step away from that image.
Yes, you know. Good. Yeah. I feel you. I will try to step away from my brain as well.
Yes, okay. Hey, so let me tell you what we have on the schedule, at least what we hope to have on the schedule. In about 10 minutes or so, we're going to have the new AD from Pima, Jim Monaco, Coach Monaco, and a player, Brandon Maddox, who they're getting ready to play in a bowl game over the weekend in Texas. That's a lot of excitement out in Pima. So they're going to call in and talk about what they expect this weekend. In the second hour, so in the rest of the time, you and I are going to talk about, you know, whatever we talk about, Bob.
Well, I'm going to talk about my basketball team that's going to prove everybody wrong this year.
Okay, I hope that's...
And then you'll call me a prophet.
I'm not sure which team you're talking about, but we'll get to that eventually.
Soccer.
Okay. And then at 2 o'clock hour, we're going to have Channel 4's Ari Alexander talking about sports in the local scene, as well as U of A, obviously, and the football disaster that happened over the weekend. I think he was there. And then we'll talk to Anthony Jamino about 2:30, talking about what went on yesterday at the press conference with basketball. We saw most of it yesterday.
Yeah. We made it about halfway through.
A little bit more than halfway through, and you saw some things that did they surprise you?
No, I think I'm learning the coach's language. You know, I don't know him like you, but it'd be nice to get Anthony's take on it,
right.
I think. I mean, Anthony did tell me that he wrote the best chapters in your book. So
yes.
I don't.
Yes, Anthony says whatever he wants to say.
His pages were the ones with big color pictures, right?
right. We'll get to that when we get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
If we do get him on the phone. If you have a heart for him.
Yes. So just a lot of things going on. Wanted to say some news. I know that the football team struggled over the weekend, obviously, but Sumlin is on the road doing what he does and apparently does well. He's already received 4 more commitments over the last few days. Just one over the last 24 hours out of Eastern Arizona Junior College. So he's going after the junior college scene pretty heavily, you know, big men on the front line that he desperately needs to protect the next quarterback. If it's not Khalil Tate, it'll be somebody else. So, you know, they come in and out.
How much eligibility is Rodriguez have?
Rich, the son?
Yeah.
Two more years.
He's got two?
2 more years. Right. But they have a lot of quarterbacks. They've got a stock of quarterbacks. Whether he'll play or not down the road, we'll see.
If it's not Tate, who would you like to see play?
Oh, man, that's a good question. It'll probably be the kid, Joyner, from Vale. He went to Cienega.
That'd be nice.
He might be the guy. But the guy that's probably waiting in the wings is the freshman-to-be from Texas, who had all those stats. But it's very difficult to hang your hat on a freshman when you know, you're just new to the system.
Wouldn't it be awesome, though, if Joyner went in and they let him talk to the media, and then, like you say, then Tucson could rally behind, you know, a local boy, and then, you know, we'd be more invested, even whether they win or lose. I mean, I totally agree with your angle. If we got to know the players, then I think the fan base would broaden and we become stronger.
I think you're asking too much there, only because I don't think it's going to be talking to us much.
They're not going to change their mind anytime soon.
No. That's on them. That's not on the kids,
right? Right.
Yeah. And I still think that there's a correlation between knowing who you're cheering for and just the team, you know. For fans, I think they're going to have to eventually loosen that.
Yeah.
Imagine if they were really bad. If they were really bad, how many people would show up?
Oh, I think it would. I think it would dwindle. We had some years like that, and it was pretty horrible. It was back. I think that was back a while. But do they get reprimanded if they actually talk to somebody and they're quoted, like walking in the mall or something?
That's a good question. I don't think that they are. But we are. We're not allowed to do that. We could talk to them.
I mean, if I walk up to a guy and I, and record him or whatever, and, you know, with my iPhone, and then tell you about it, does anybody get you would get in trouble for passing it along? Is that what you're saying?
What's your capacity? What's your capacity? You're a reporter or a person? Who are you?
I'm just the dumb guy on the other side of the glass. I happen to run into this guy named Kalil. I don't know. He looked like a big guy. I said, hey, you play football? And he goes, yeah. And he said, you know, what do you do for the U of A? And he says, well, I used to go there. I'm going to leave and go, you know, play arena next year in Austin. And I go, whoa, that's cool. Steve, guess what? I got this video talking to a guy at the mall. His last name's Tate.
I don't think anybody would be in trouble because that shouldn't have never happened in the first place. But,
and it would never happen. Probably.
Yeah, it would never happen. But we're obligated to talk to the sports information people to see if we can talk to the players. And then get something situated or agreed to or a time or whatever, and then do the interview. We don't do this on the side or whatever. This is totally different than how it used to be. We can kind of do it officially, unofficially, and the guys would call or you'd call the guys or whatever. But those were the good old days, when we had a complete access or a lot more access than we do now. You want to go to, let's go to the phone lines real quick and then we can kind of transition into what we need to go to. Coach Monaco, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling. We're excited for you going to Texas this weekend. I'm sure you guys are really excited.
We are. We're very excited. And thank you for having me on again.
Sure. Hey, since the last we spoke, it must be maybe 10 days or so, did you guys give them a break or what did you guys do to get ready for this?
We did. We practiced. We let them get have a little bit of time with their family, so we gave them off over the Thanksgiving holiday. But we practiced right up until Thanksgiving. We gave them off through the weekend, and then we started right back up Monday, and we'll have our last one today.
How have they looked getting ready?
Soft.
So yeah. Didn't you expect that, probably?
Yeah. So we actually got after it pretty hard on Monday and Tuesday, trying to get them back in that mindset of football and not just, you know, going through the motions. So we hit a little bit more than we ordinarily would Monday. We hit again on Tuesday, and we probably won't hit today, but we'll get after it a little bit in speed-wise.
Right, and then you hit on the road tomorrow, correct?
Yes, sir. We fly out a little after noon.
Yeah, what an experience it's going to be for a lot of them who haven't had this opportunity yet to get this kind of big-time football at this level.
No, absolutely. I mean, we probably have 15 kids on the team traveling that have never been on a plane.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that funny? Kind of funny in not a funny way, but a weird way.
In this day and age, you'd think everybody's
right.
Gone.
Right, right. Dave Cosgrove said that a few of his kids, when they went to Florida, hadn't been on a plane either.
Yeah, and that was tremendous, wasn't it?
Oh, what a time it is to be an AD at Pima.
I know. I stepped right into a perfect situation.
It can only go a little higher than this or downhill, but you know that's to be determined. You have a lot to work with.
Well, it is. It's a great feeling, and I kind of gave Coach Cosgrove a little hard time because now he put a lot of pressure on everybody else.
Right, right. No, he did, and he has for a long time. I mean, Peabody's got a great team. Your women's coach, the basketball coach, has done a great job to this point. It was number one, 2 years ago, I think it was?
Whole House has done a great job.
Mm-hmm. And all the other sports, the runners, the track people, incredible.
Well, right now, Pima Athletics is probably as good as it's been.
Yeah.
You know, in 2015, everybody went to the playoffs. But then again, I believe that's the exact same situation we've had this year. Everybody's been in the playoffs, and on top of it, we have a national championship.
Right, right. We're going to go to break in about a minute, so let's talk real quick for a minute. These kids, this must be the best. I don't want to date you or anything like that, but this must have been one of the best years of your life coaching these kids.
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, I mean, we had a great team in that bowl team in 03. You know, in 15, we had an amazing team. They were just so beat up. We couldn't handle it. And actually, the bowl game was supposed to invite us that year, and they actually got in trouble for jumping us for another team. This year, I think probably the greatest thing about this team is I don't know if I've ever had a team here at Pima or anywhere that's been as family-oriented as these kids. You know, they get after it. They even have arguments, but it seems like they fix it and move on real quickly, and that's been a blessing.
Is that because of the circumstances?
You know, I don't know what it is. I'd like to think it's just because of the atmosphere and the kind of kid we recruited. But, I mean, it could be.
Yeah, yeah, because you guys had fought adversity from day one of the season and have done unbelievably well. Unbelievably well.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, let's go to break, and we'll come back and talk more with you and Mr. Maddox. That'd be great. Thanks for listening to KVOI, your trusted local news and talk.
Hey, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's that time.
U of A tailgating.
I gotta have one of those burgers and one of those dogs, and who's under this Arizona Party Rental tent?
You look familiar.
That's right, I'm Sheriff Napier.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Hey, you're Ken Flower. Aren't you wanted?
I'm speechless.
That's right. Everybody wants Arizona Party Rental.
Hey, you can join the party, too. Arizona Party Rental just west of Alvernon on Speedway or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Next year's fondest memories begin with this year's Lexus December to Remember sales event. Right now, get Lexus cash and dealer discounts on all models with up to $11,000 off the new 2018 LS500. Get incredibly low interest rate financing and exceptional lease offers on your favorite models. Hurry in. All offers on approved credit and expire 12/3/18. See dealer for details at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway at Columbus, at the Auto Mall, or lexusoftucson.com.
Offense comes to the line. The ball is snapped. Sweep toss to the halfback. Trick play. He's going to throw it. Taking a shot deep. It's tipped and intercepted by Crest Insurance.
Wow, what a play by Crest Insurance. Nobody saw that coming, but Crest had the coverage in place that avoided a disaster. That's the benefit of an experienced team. Great coverage when it matters most.
Whether it's home, auto, or your business, the team at Crest Insurance makes all the difference. For outstanding coverage when you need it most, go with Crest Insurance.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage. All kids face something. It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Arizona deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association. It's up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree, a message from the Arizona Education Association.
No more knowledgeable woman than Dawn English and her irresistible Tucson food and culture in the Old Pueblo. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk. Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network. 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on business.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI, 1030 AM. I'm on the phone with Coach Jim Monaco of Pima. the football team. They're going to Texas over the weekend, or they're going tomorrow, actually, playing over the weekend against Kilgore, the number 4 team in the country. The Aztecs go in at number 20. What a great year. 6-4 after being told that they were no longer going to have a program. I mean, how cool is that? How good is that? They must have played their hearts out for you all year.
They did, but I think you just gave me the jinx because we're 6-3. So, what, do you know something about Kilgore? I don't.
No, I thought I saw this on either a website or on a.
You better not, and then I got to have a fight with Ray.
Somewhere. Ray will have a fight with me, but let me check. I'll recheck that. But still, 6-3, even better. Even better. And I think those 3 losses were fairly good.
Well, you know, that one of them was the first game of the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a scrimmage. We didn't have anything. So we had a young team. So it was a learning experience. And you know, I'm glad they listened to me because they were pretty upset after that game and a lot of down heads. And I said, guys, you know, this is a non-conference game. It'll hurt us in the national rankings, but we have no bearing on the conference. And we had a bye week, which allowed us to get right and get mentally right. And from there, you know, we ran off 6 in a row. Snow College, we just ran into a buzzsaw. It was a bad trip. It was bad from the get. The Western game, we were so beat up and hurt. We had 3 guys playing both sides.
Yeah. Did you?
And, you know, took it right down to the final minute and just had a, it was their best drive of the game. And,
yeah.
You know, so realistically, it was a great season. And probably the best part about it was we never had a game where we said we didn't play.
Right, right. You've been coaching for a long time. Did you go in and change your philosophy at all in terms of how to deal with these kids given it was their last year?
Honestly, no. You know, I am who I am, whether it's good or bad. We preach that same thing every year. You want to play your best. You know, you want to love your brother. You may not like everybody every day, but we're family. And mm-hmm. families will argue and fight, but at the end of the day, you're still a family. So you want to take care of each other. You want to continue to play hard. And you know, realistically, we didn't change a thing. And I gave these guys the attitude, you know, make history or be history. You want to do something great in your life, you have an opportunity to do it right now. We don't know what the outcome's going to be. We have a suspect of what it is. And, you know, and it's going to be what it is. But, you know, no, we did nothing different this year. The kids just that stayed from last year didn't want to have that same experience. We had a very talented team, but we had a very talented group of players. We didn't have a team.
Right. You know, that's funny you say that because you see that often. Teams or organizations with great talent, but they can't get it to work together. I mean, it happens all the time.
You know, we're going to have a bunch of kids sign. We may not have as many Division I kids sign this year as we did last year. We're going to have 20-something sign. But reality-wise, you can't even measure the team concept this year to last year.
Yeah.
And these guys have just been amazing.
It's funny. I was just going to ask you that. In terms of signing the kids, do you spend now as an administrator and a coach, obviously, a lot of your time trying to figure out where these kids can best fit in or how to get them to the next level?
Well, realistically, that's the head coach job. So I've got a couple of great coaches who are here a lot of hours with me. Matter of fact, when I came over here, we just left Toledo in the office, and they were in trying to get Brandon to commit to them. So, you know, we've had guys, God, we probably had 14 schools yesterday. We're waiting on Vanderbilt right now. So you have to try to find a place because that's my job. Now, maybe not every coach believes that, but my job is to take care of these kids. When you promise their parents, you got to take care of them. And it doesn't mean it always works out to their benefit. You know, not everybody's going to sign at the U of A or USC or
sure.
Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my job to find them a place and say, look, here's an opportunity for your child to go to school for a minimal cost or for free and continue that goal that he wants and continue to play ball and get that education.
We all know that it's important for the kids, and it's a very big deal because if they're on scholarship, their parents don't have to foot that much of a bill for it going to school. How much of a thrill is it for you to see your kids go somewhere else and play?
It's the best part of this job. You know, everybody wants rings and trophies and plaques. But I can tell you that this year, being able to be home on Saturday afternoon for the last few weeks, and I can turn on almost any college game in the country and have an opportunity to watch a kid that came through Pima over the last 3-4 years playing on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, You know, and it's not just them. It's kids all over the place in D2 schools and everything. But to be able to turn on the TV and say, Oregon State, so-and-so, Oregon, so-and-so, TCU, so-and-so, Memphis, so-and-so, it's a thrill. And I'll be honest, the best part about it is on a holiday when I still get a, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving coach from a kid we coached here in 01, 02, 03, there's no better feeling in the world that somebody still thinks of you, even if it's once or twice a year. It's amazing.
Right, right. No, no. Those are the best days when you get those calls or those letters or whatever you get.
It is.
Yeah. Now you're going to be busy. You have practice today, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what's the message the last day in pads here in town? What do you get them doing?
We're going to go fast. We're probably not going to hit very much today. Like I said, we did Monday and Tuesday. We got after it quite a bit, and they got a little it got a little touchy at practice, which was nice because I needed to get a little fight in these guys after the holiday.
Right.
But we're going to get after it a little bit in speed-wise. We're going to go quick, get them running, get their minds right. I mean, it's the last time we'll ever step on the practice field here at Pima College.
Right.
Ever. Yeah. And, you know, I told them that last night at the end of practice. I said, you know, whenever I've coached over the last 34 years, if you're still playing at this time, I would always tell the kids to just be quiet for a minute and listen. And it was really quiet on the practice field. And I said, that's because out of all the colleges in the United States, there are about 40 getting ready to play a game.
Right.
And, you know, you should be humbled the fact that there are 18 NJCAA teams and there are about 70 at home right now wishing they were on the field.
Plus that.
Be grateful.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. After they leave, it's going to be quiet for a long time.
For some of them, forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's crummy to say, but it's the truth.
Right.
Sooner or later, this ends, and that's why that doggone degree is so important. You know, because you can watch them every Saturday, and then that's going to end. So they've got to have something to fall back on, and that's a great thing about Pima. You know, our kids graduate so often and with such a high GPA that we're really blessed to have kids get out of here as quickly as they do and set them up for success for the rest of their life.
Right, right, right. When you speak to the kids, and you know, they're 18, 19, 20 years old probably, do you ad-lib your speeches, or what do you do with those?
You know, I'm not good at writing stuff down, so I just kind of speak from the heart all the time.
Right. Well, I could tell. I could tell from you being on the show.
You know, there are days that I tear into them because it's not good. And then there are days that I'll just sit there and be pretty nostalgic about it and let them know that, you know, so much to life is just that. There are just some days that, my God, you want to go home and jump into bed and restart.
Right.
And then there are days that you wish would never end. So, and that may be how I feel on Saturday.
Right. No, no. Let's talk about Saturday real quick. Obviously, a big task. Number 4, Kilgore. What do you see in them, and what do you guys need to do?
Well, they're fast. They're fast, and they're really fast. they're pretty big. They move the ball well. I mean, for us, I would compare them to more of an Eastern, which we've had a lot of success with. I think our biggest deal is going to be holding onto the ball, getting some sustained drives. We can't give it up three and out all day. And you know, we just have to be smart offensively. Defensively, we have to play like we've always played. And the beauty about that is, you know, after a couple of tough losses, I get back my starting defensive end, who's a Division I guy, a Power 5, schools are all over him, and it's great to have him back after a quick knee fix. And, you know, so it helps us up front there. And like I said, defensively, you know, we led the nation in interceptions, so our secondary is healthy and good, and we're excited to play the game. You know, I can't guarantee wins, but I'll tell you what, we're going to take the field and we're going to give it everything we got.
Being the underdog, how does that help? Or does
it? What helps mostly is you got one last chance to do something spectacular. You know, it doesn't. If we were playing the U of A, I'd tell them the exact same thing.
Yeah.
When you step on the field, you always got a shot. You know, you dictate what happens out there, and they've got to be excited for this. This is one last opportunity to try to win a bowl game, to win a bowl trophy, to get a bowl ring. There's so much at stake, but it's also the very last time that we know of that Pima College is ever going to field a team.
Right.
So, you know, let your legacy be that you walk off that field giving everything you got, and at the end, we'll look up at the scoreboard, and hopefully it's in our favor.
Right, right, right. Well, I think we're going to go to break. I guess we have Brandon Maddox in the studio, too, right? He's with you?
We do, sir.
Great, great. We'll come back and talk to Brandon about what's going on this weekend.
Thanks a ton.
Thanks, Coach.
You've got to pay taxes, but would you like to see your hard-earned money stay in Tucson and actually help children and families in need? For over 40 years, TMM Family Services has served the most vulnerable population in Southern Arizona, and they qualify for the Arizona State Tax Credit. This means that donations received this year may qualify for a tax credit that reduces dollar for dollar of $400 for singles and up to $800 if filed jointly. More information is available at tmmfs.org.
Hi folks, this is Mario, Dr. Bedoya's son of Dedicated Dental. Quick question for you. At what age should a person stop caring for their teeth? Let me tell you about a gentleman that came in to see Dr. Bedoya. He was interested in implants at the age of 98. That's right, he wanted implants for his 99th birthday as a gift to himself. Dr. Bedoya was intrigued by this man's wish to have implants at nearly 100 years old and asked why he wanted to do this at this point in his life. The man said, "Doc, I don't know how much time I have left, but however much or little it is, I want to enjoy the rest of my life and eat whatever I want to eat." What a great answer, and what a way to live. Dr. Bedoya and his staff at Dedicated Dental came through for him, and the man had his implants for his 99th birthday. We should all learn from this man's outlook on life and seek to live a happy and enjoyable life. At Dedicated Dental, it's not just about teeth. We are here to help you live better. Call today for your free consultation, 573-1900. That's 573-1900.
Hey, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's that time. U of A tailgating. I gotta have one of those burgers and one of those dogs, and who's under this Arizona Party Rental tent? You look familiar.
That's right, I'm Sheriff Napier.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Hey, you're Ken Flower. Aren't you wanted?
I'm speechless.
That's right. Everybody wants Arizona Party Rental.
Hey, you can join the party, too. Arizona Party Rental just west of Alvernon on Speedway or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father. A son.
A daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness.
A substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My name is Sean Hoffine, your favorite peace-loving hippie with a pit bull, a ferret, and a love of life, liberty, and faith like few you've ever heard before. It's Blue Collar Radio from the heart. I will be live with you at 1 p.m. right here in the Perfection Auto Works studios at 1030 KVOI every single Sunday after America Armed and Free. We still believe here the fight for freedom is God's fight, and to fight for freedom is to fight alongside God. Pax Domini Tecum, thank you in advance for your valuable time.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030, KVOI. We have our eye on entertainment.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI, 1030 AM. On the phone with Coach Monaco and Brandon Maddox, a defensive lineman for the Pima Aztecs. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you. Tell me, how's it going on the field? I'm sure you guys were all excited about getting to Texas.
Oh, yeah, it's going great. This week of practice, we've had a good mental shift towards, our getting better every day that we're out there at practice. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. Energy was real up on Monday and Tuesday. We were banging around. I think everybody's ready. I think everybody's focused, and they're pretty set on what we're going to take care of on Saturday, whether that, we be to win or lose, we're going to give it all we have and leave it on the field.
How was it going into the year, given all the news that this was going to be it for you guys?
I would say it didn't affect too much. It was definitely something that was there, but as for everybody on the team, in junior college life, you've got to get it or you got to go. And it's one of those things where regardless of whether your season is going to end or it's going to be there for the next 30 years, you're still going to have to put as much work in as possible and just grind towards, getting to the next college or getting your next opportunity.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great, great philosophy. Get it and go or whatever, because when you're young, you're kind of used to making changes, making shifts in your, in the world, you know, take where the wind takes you or whatever.
Yes,
great, great philosophy from you guys, because I think for the people that are seeing it from afar, say, oh, we're disappointed or we're sorry for you guys, but you guys know how to adjust. As kids, you guys deal with it all the time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's, yeah, that's big. One of our biggest things this year is being able to adjust, you know, with our first loss, even this season, being able
right.
to adjust after that and adjust to all the news and the outside media. But, you know, we've stayed with each other. We've stayed a family. And the bond is carried through throughout the season. So we're just ready for this Saturday.
I'm sure you heard Coach Monaco talk about that family. Is that what's helped you get to this point?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. I've been here since 2016 fall, and this season and this team is the tightest-knit team that we've had. We depend on each other for almost everything, and it's really created a brotherhood, and there's really a sense of love and a sense of care between each of the teammates and every player.
What do you guys take from this opportunity? Because this could be the last chance for a lot of you guys to play at this level.
I think, you know, every game is an opportunity, whether you're going to go to the next level or not. You know, you got to focus on the now. And, you know, to be able to have the opportunity to go to a bowl game and continue your season past Thanksgiving, it's always a blessing. And, you know, that's just we're just going to take advantage of it. So it's one of those things where you have to appreciate every single moment as you're going along.
Right. So how was your season? I think Coach said that you were being looked at by Toledo.
Yes, sir. I've been offered by a few schools, being looked at by a lot more. My season's gone great. You know, I actually, this is my first, like, complete season in 4 years. So for me, the whole journey of the season was a complete blessing. I'm extremely grateful for the schools and everybody looking at me. But I think the biggest thing for me was to be able to get out there and get on the field and produce again. And it just really, you know, it really made me happy, and it's really got me in a good place right now.
So if you can, if there's a list that's too long, I don't want you to go there because you might forget some schools. But, you know, and they'll start, you know, oh, he didn't say us or he didn't say this or whatever. Is it a short list or a long list?
It's pretty short as of right now.
Can you say who they are?
Yeah, I've got Toledo offer, Vanderbilt, Indiana, Western Kentucky, UNLV's looking to offer, Boise State's looking to offer, Colorado, U of A. So, I mean, it is kind of a long list now that I think about it.
That's good. Let me tell you something. When you have options, that means you're doing okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in life, if you have options, that's you're doing okay. I wish I had those options. Can I have your future? Let me get your future.
Thank you.
So when do you have to make a decision by?
I'm going to have to make a decision by the 15th of December.
Of December. Oh, so you have some time.
Yes, sir.
You can work your butt off, play well in this game, and then figure it out after that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Right. So a lot of your brothers, as you call them, must have a lot of the same opportunities, and probably you're going to head some other ways.
Oh, yeah. A lot of guys on the team have a lot of opportunities this year. That was one of the big points I harped on was that, you know, if you wanted it this year, you really have to go after it. And that
yeah.
opportunity is there, and no matter who you are or where you come from. And a lot of guys, you know, they bought in and they took advantage of that opportunity. So a lot of guys will be going on. And I'm proud of every single one of them.
It's funny. I've been in town 30 years, and I've always said this, that maybe Pima gets a backseat look at things in the media because you guys do very well. How was it going to Pima and going to school one and then playing in the athletic department?
It was great. It was a great experience going to Pima. I found myself at Pima. You know, being here, you know, you have to grow up really fast, and you have to take care of a lot of things on your own. Especially, you know, because, you know, mom and dad aren't out here. You know, sometimes you got to take care of school on your own. And Pima's brought a lot into my life that I can be thankful for. And, you know, especially the people, the environment. It's a big difference, big change from where I grew up in South Carolina. So I enjoyed Pima. I enjoyed every minute of Pima, even the bad times, because they made me who I am today.
Sure. No, I always say that college is a place where you learn how to do your laundry, learn how to cook your own meals, and learn how to grow up. Yep. Any advice you would give maybe another student athlete like you at this level, at Pima, maybe for the future?
I would say dream big, and, you know,
not only to dream big, but to also put action into those dreams, to work hard, to focus, to take care of your grades. Make those things a habit. Make doing great things a habit. And I think that's the biggest key in success is, you know, having good habits, and they carry on down the road. No matter what you do, you're going to be successful if those are your type of habits.
And how are those habits going to help you against Kilgore this weekend?
I know my hard work and all the work I put in and all the film I've watched and those type of habits that I have, you know, they're going to put me in a great place to be able to perform how I want to perform on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Coach was talking about they're fast. and they're big. Well, if you're a football team, you want to be all that. So what do you guys do to kind of stop them from all that?
I guess we can be fast. Fast and faster. And, you know, I think the biggest key is going into this game with a lot of effort and a lot of belief in yourself. So, I think we have a chance. I think they have a chance. And I think that as long as we go out there and we lay what we have on the line, that the truth will come to light.
Right. Wouldn't this be a fantastic finish in terms of how it started? You guys pull off the victory, come home, and are the last team to win a game for this whole program.
Oh man, that'd be a dream come true. That'd be great, and to be able to have that story and tell that story to my kids and inspire them, and for all the players on our team to be able to tell people they know that story and inspire them. That just means a lot, and it means that all the work that we put in, it all mattered and it all came to fruition.
Right, right. I'll tell you right now, it's probably you'll have 10 tackles and, you know, a couple for loss, and you'll tell your kids. Tell your kids and your grandkids, well, that was the day I had 20 tackles.
I'll get any sacks.
and a few sacks. You know how it goes. You have some kids, you start embellishing that story.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Brendan, I appreciate talking to you. If Coach is still around, let me say goodbye to you guys.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate having us.
All right, Coach. It was great to hear from you. Good luck. We'll probably talk to you on the other side maybe a week or two.
Thanks, sir.
All right, guys. Hey, let's go to a break real quick, Bob, and that was a fun interview with the Pima guys. A lot to talk about.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me.
These days, most families are concerned with having the right insurance coverage. Protecting your family, home, auto, and other valuable possessions can be challenging and sometimes expensive. Crest Insurance gives you flexible options and solutions while saving you money. Insurance is not one size fits all, and at Crest, we find the coverage that's best for you and your family. Visit us online at www.crestins.com or call us toll free at 888-881-5765.
Next year's fondest memories begin with this year's Lexus December to Remember sales event. Right now, get Lexus cash and dealer discounts on all models with up to $11,000 off the new 2018 LS500. Get incredibly low interest rate financing and exceptional lease offers on your favorite models. Hurry in. All offers on approved credit and expire 12/3/18. See dealer for details at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway at Columbus, at the Auto Mall, or lexusoftucson.com.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit hughesfcu.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KBOI. We have our eye on news.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here on KBOI 1030 AM. If you'd like, please call in. I do appreciate those calls at 790-2040. We could talk about anything you'd like to talk about. U of A, local sports. There's a big game this weekend at the high school level. Sal Point versus Phoenix tomorrow. And Pima's headed to Kilgore, or to Texas, to face Kilgore this weekend in the Champs Heart of Texas Bowl. That's the 2nd of December. A lot of things going on. Basketball tomorrow. men's basketball tomorrow night. Women's basketball played last night. They're again going to San Diego State this weekend. So there's a lot going on in Tucson, and the weather's great.
Who's the basketball team playing?
The men's. They're playing Georgia or Southern Georgia.
Southern Georgia.
Southern Georgia should be an easy, relatively easy game for them to get back on track after their two losses in Maui. Yesterday you saw some of Sean Miller's press conference, a little feisty in his responses. obviously very proud of what he's done with the group that he has coming in, given the circumstances of the FBI investigation.
So what is the, he's usually, like we were talking about, kind of, down the road, but what brings out that feistiness? I mean, was it the question or is it his mood or what's going on?
Probably all of the above. The question, his mood, he wanted to make a point and prove to people that he could still do this in light of all the negative things that have gone on. He doesn't have to pay anybody to come here. He's proving that he can do this well and on his own with a group of assistant coaches that worked hard for him. It's funny, and I think I spoke about this yesterday with you. One of the things that I've done with him, at least the last couple big stories I did with him, is recruiting is very difficult at this level.
Yeah.
And once you get to this level, the Kentuckys, the Kansases, the Dukes, and the Arizonas, you have to continue to feed the beast.
Yeah.
If you do not continue to feed the beast does not exist. And people don't care and won't want to watch. But this has been a program in Arizona for the last 30-some years. It started in 84, 83 when Luke got here, that has sustained itself for a long time.
So is it typical around the nation that the you say feed the beast? Also part of that equation is just money that the school puts into the program. I mean, sure. Is that consistent around the country when a lot of money is spent on sports that you get a lot out of it? Or?
Oh, sure. I don't know what the budget is right now in terms of basketball, but it is one of the top three or five basketball programs that generates, I want to say, more than $25 million in that area, maybe more. I'm just guessing now. Back when I covered the team for the Tucson Citizen, it was in the 20s, lower 20s, so I'm sure it's bigger now. And, they're building bigger and better mousetraps on campus, so they need money to do that, and it comes from football and basketball.
And they just kind of – how do they –
tickets.
This is okay. No, I meant, how do they decide on where to go? I mean, does swimming get as much as field hockey? Or, I mean, how does that?
Yeah, that's all appropriate. I wouldn't know that answer specifically, but some sports get, because of budgets and travel and all that.
Does it have to do with their
rosters?
Percentage?
No.
No, it has nothing to just.
No, number of people on the rosters and things like that, coaches' salaries, things like that.
I was thinking about the baseball team.
We have Pancho on the line.
You
Pancho,
do.
Are you there?
I am.
How you doing, Pancho? Thanks for calling in. What's on your
I'm
mind?
I'm doing great. Congratulations. First of all, very impressed with the coaching staff from Pima. I had no idea the level of professionalism and wisdom that those coaches had, and it's not a great surprise to see how successful they are. So well done getting those guys on, and good luck to them this weekend for sure.
Right. This is my second or third time talking to Coach Monaco, and what a fantastic energy he has. I'm sure you used to play or whatever, or maybe coach. It's easy to play for a guy like that in terms of, because that he's into it and he wants the best out of you.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I'm really impressed. So again, good luck to them. Now, the next thing is, obviously, topic A in Tucson right now is Khalil Tate, and a lot of people have their own theories about what's going on with this guy. And I think you're probably observant enough to have noticed last year toward the end of his rushing streak when, basically he was thrown in and told, go win. And he just won and solved the problem, right? But he got whacked a couple of times, and I remember one in particular. It looked like he suffered a pretty painful injury to his left shoulder.
Is that an ASU game?
Yeah. Well, I think it was prior to that. If you look at the schedule, the last five games of the year, his rushing stats were way down.
Oh, yes,
and
sure.
Of course, this entire season. So I think there was some self-preservation that crept in that some people are, looking at the coaching change and the quarterback philosophy and no, they don't want him to run anymore. And I don't know what conversations he had with Sumlin or Mazzoni, because nobody does, actually. But he was being trained to become more of a passer, obviously. And everyone assumed he was told not to run anymore. But I think he really wants to preserve himself to get to the NFL. And as a passer, he obviously has improved drastically. He understands the windows to throw the ball into. He's not just a thrower. He obviously can throw the ball very well, but he's a good passer. And I think he actually is a good enough passer now to be looked at by the NFL. And maybe he's starting to understand, if I get hurt because I run too much, I don't have a future. So maybe the thing that's happening with this guy is maybe he's being a little too self-centered about his future and isn't willing to give whatever it takes to win football games anymore, whereas when Rich Rod put him in, it was all about winning football games and it wasn't about his future.
I've heard a number of theories on this point, and I totally agree with yours, especially the injury part. He had that October to remember. We all know that. And then after that, it was kind of like, you know, trickle downhill after that, and then he got hurt. I totally agree with you. He did not want to get re-hurt this year. And part of that was maybe not even a compromise, but you're right. We don't know what the talk was with Mazzoni and him, whether he's going to be a complete passer and no runner, and whose decision that was going to be. But maybe a month or 6 weeks ago, and I had this talk with Lev a couple days ago, was that when Sumlin talked about, you see what we see, that he didn't want to run, almost purposely didn't want to run. And when he ran, even Saturday, he was running out of bounds.
Yeah, he's always to the sidelines now. He never plants and goes straight up the middle, and he won't put his shoulder down anymore either. So that makes me think that he definitely doesn't want to get hurt. Well, who does? But, I mean, at the same time, it's pretty obvious. And then who is mentoring this guy about how he's going to paint the portrait of who he is as a personality? You know, I mean,
I totally agree.
We heard say next question. He saw that on television. Obviously, he's looking. I heard somebody on the radio talking about how reclusive this guy is. Apparently, he lives alone. He spends a lot of time at home. He doesn't go out and socialize a whole lot. But you know, he's obviously watching post game interviews where guys say, you know, no comment or next question. And I have we ever had a Wildcat do that before?
No. In my time here, and I'm not going to say I got into it with Khalil because I didn't. I wasn't around him often enough. But you know, there has been a couple of guys that I've had trouble with in post game interviews in the locker room or whatever, but never like this. You know. They've treated you kind of beneath you or whatever, but not like this. This is very strange.
Yeah.
It was just a bad look. It was a bad look.
He gets to determine how the public is going to perceive him, and I don't think he understands just how powerful that can be. It's like he doesn't care what the perception is, and that's not the kind of leader you want, I don't think. But you know, maybe he'll be given another chance. Who knows? Maybe he'll graduate this summer and go somewhere else. Nobody knows right now, and it's, you know, everyone from the elation and expectation that everybody had going into this season to where we're at right now, boy, what a contrast.
Oh, no question. And I take it you're a big fan and you watch most of the games.
24-year season football ticket holder who no longer lives in Tucson, by the way. So I have to make the trip there from Southern California. And, you know, I don't remember being as disappointed, even though I could almost see it happening this weekend. But wow, we just sat there when the game ended and I didn't move. It was like losing a championship game as a player when you watch the players rush the field, and it was the same feeling, even though it's just a fan. And I've taken a page out of your book that you profess as you gave it up a long time ago with the Dallas Cowboys apparently, and you just don't get emotionally attached anymore. And in that moment I was like, I can't do this to myself anymore. I'm not going to stop buying season football tickets because I'm still waiting for the Rose Bowl someday and I want to be a part of it when it happens. But it is just a game, and we all are passionate Wildcat fans, but geez, I mean, if you're going to put yourself through that after all, that was a ridiculous loss.
Right, right. And you've been through a lot of them. I mean, if you're a fan, you're probably a basketball fan. You've been through some of those.
And a baseball fan with a bases loaded, no out squeeze play with a guy who hits 25 home runs in a season. I'll never forget that one either. So, anyhow.
Well, let me ask you. Thanks for the call. And maybe one last question. So, in going into the season, you expected what?
I expected 6-6, maybe 7-5.
Really? Really? That's conservative. Yeah, conservative.
I didn't think we'd lose to BYU, first of all. I didn't think we'd lose to UCLA. And I didn't expect us to beat Oregon, and I don't think anybody did. And then ASU at home, the trend was the home team was winning. So I think 7-5, and there's something else, too, with the mentality of this coaching staff that I've noticed. I think they did it against Houston on the goal line. They ran the ball four times, and then after the game, you know, that whole we have a philosophy on this kind of thing, they want to establish the toughness. And until you get Stanford-sized offensive linemen and Stanford-sized tight ends, you're not going to be able to get – you've got the fastest guys – when's the last time we saw guys like Shun Brown and all the
Taylor,
receivers
yeah.
that could catch? They caught the ball better this year than I've seen in a long time. And you had opportunities to get first downs and win that game, but you wanted to instill a value system of being the tougher team with the tougher offensive line to get that tough yard, and it didn't work.
Right.
So I expect to see more of that in the future. He's bringing in some big guys, and I expect him to try to look and play more like USC and Stanford will because of the personnel he's hoping to get. But what a mistake with the personnel he had this year.
Right, so, right. No, it was a disappointing year. I totally agree. I had them winning maybe 8 games, but I had a caveat with that if Tate did not get hurt because his history is that he would get hurt.
Yeah. And then what's going to happen next year? So
yeah.
That's the big question.
Well, I think the big question.
The world turns.
No question. I think the big question is whether he's coming back. And my bet would be that he is not coming back.
Where is he going to go?
Well, I don't know if it matters to anybody else, but to him, probably Illinois. I mean, I've seen some Twitter things. He could go to a big time school, sit out, and play there.
It's cold there. Why did he want to go someplace cold? Did you see how they did up in Pullman? He doesn't want to go anywhere cold. Really?
I know I wouldn't.
No
that's
way.
Why I'm in Tucson. But if that's what you're going to hold your hope on, I'm not too sure. My bet is he will not be back, but I'm not positive that.
What about UCLA? How crazy would that be?
Yeah, that would be crazy. Go back home.
He's an LA kid.
Play one more year in front of your home crowd.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Poncho, for the call. I appreciate it. Good call.
You're welcome. I'll call back sometime.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Hey, we're ending up the first hour of Wednesday already, Bob.
You are getting the hang of this, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, I need callers like Poncho's. That was a good call.
Yeah. I think I'll sit home and Poncho can come over here and he's doing it.
Don't offer anybody that because guess what's going to happen? You'll be at home and some people will be coming in
I'll
here.
I'll be out on the street for sure.
Yeah.
Holding a sign. We'll talk about sports for food.
For food, yes. And I can only talk about Cowboy stuff and Arizona stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, here we go. Let's go to break and catch everybody on the other side of the hour. Thanks for listening to KVOI, Trusted Local News and Talk.